And this year, people watched Nyquist win the first jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. And we have a very special satellite hookup to Churchill Downs, where Nyquist is still in his condo post-race celebrating. And I believe he joins us now via satellite. Come in, Nyquist. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, congratulations from all of us here in Dallas-Fort Worth. That was a great race.
Hey, thanks. I just want to say I love Dallas. I've been through there several times.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that terminal D, is it? Man, yeah. That's a nice airport out there. D,
yeah, you went through there?
Yeah, I ate at Texas Day Brazil there.
I've never seen a horse in the terminal before, but you're a big time horse, though. I would see.
Hey, unbeaten.
Yeah,
ain't no. Ain't been a horse born yet that has beaten me. I want to say this. American Pharaoh, chump. He's a chump. I'm coming for you, Pharaoh.
Oh, man.
I want you. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, and if I don't beat you, you make glue out of me.
Wow. Well, I don't think he's racing anymore.
You know what I call horses like Pharaoh?
Hmm.
Nothing but a Cletus, you know, like your dumb, slow cousin from the country. So I say, come on, Cletus. Come on. I'll race you. Get out of retirement. Get out of that stud shed and get back out on the track.
Now, why you want to talk trash
bitch
to him? Hey, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
You're getting carried away. You should revel in the fact that you won.
I do now.
You won the Kentucky Derby. That's what you ought to be hung up
man,
on.
Man, I ran the hell out of that race, George. Big fan of the show, by the way.
Oh, wow.
What was it? 2 minutes and 1.3 seconds, something like that.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I thought that was a trial run. I didn't know that was the actual race.
All that pomp and circumstance, and you didn't think that was the real race?
I thought we had we got one dry run around the track, learn the terrain, and I was running so fast because I had a horrible case of slightly severe diarrhea.
Oh, no.
You won
that race with diarrhea?
I did. Can you believe it, Craig?
Why would that make you run so fast?
Well, I was trying to get to the porta because the porta potty's down there by the finish line.
Horses don't go in those.
And I was trying to get to that porta potty before I sprayed the hell all over the infield.
Oh, gosh.
I'd had a bad breakfast burrito. And
horses don't eat those.
Well, the problem is, George, I never did it with Hatch chilies.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and this time I forgot to tell the girl at the deli to leave them off. And so I ate one, and boy, my gut started churning. I had about 7 quarts of oil churning in my gut.
This is exclusive info from the winner of the Derby, Nyquist, who's joining us from Louisville.
Thank you for knowing that, mm-hmm. Craig.
Again, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Did you guys, I'm not sure if it was televised or not. Did you guys get a chance to see any of it?
Of course we did, yeah. You all right?
Sorry, I'm a little stoved up.
Are you?
Yeah,
being all around that hay, I guess.
Oh, I'm allergic to hay. That's a problem, but it gives me a fever. I don't know what you call that.
Oh, gosh. Well, did you think that Exaggerator was going to catch you? Because it looked like he was making up some serious ground.
You know what? I kept running. And that Exaggerator, I mean, that's an aptly named horse right there, because he is not that great. Will you do me a favor next time you see him, George, and tell Exaggerator that he isn't that great? Just do me a favor and do that.
Yeah, well, I have some family members that know his owners, so he's pretty much our favorite horse.
Well, okay. Well, sorry about that.
That's all right. That's okay.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
That's all
sorry
right
about that.
Oh, okay.
But no, you tell him that he ran a good race. I kept running and running, and he's like on my ass, and I was like, come on, and he's like, damn, and he's running. I mean, it was like a horse race out there.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I was nervous about it because I didn't think I was really going to win. Even though I'm supremely confident, something happened to shake my confidence right before the race.
What's that?
Norm picked me in his fantasy call.
You thought that was going to do me, huh?
I thought that was it, man. I mean, Norm always gets things wrong.
No,
that
he
guy's lost
you.
His 401k betting on crap.
I don't know about that.
Hey, how was the campound? You guys at Joe Pool again?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
A lot of fun.
Still a wobble.
What's that?
Still number one.
What is that? Are we...
Still number one. Are
yeah.
You guys still
oh, yeah.
Number
we're
one?
Still number one.
Yes.
God, get the mud out
well,
of your
Well, you
ears.
Said it weird.
I'm the one on a dirt track, and you got mud in your ears. Hey, did Dwayne still change the lights in the studio this morning?
Yeah, he did.
Well, it's
really amazing that you know that. You know a lot about the ticket.
I told you, big fan, yeah. Man. Yeah. Big fan.
Well, hey, well, good luck in the Triple Crown. Some think you can do it. We hope you can.
I do appreciate that so much. I really do. And just to let you know, I'll be running the next jewel in the Triple Crown for Tots for Tots.
Oh,
it's Craig's favorite charity outside of Hope Incorporated conglomerate.
Yeah, thank you, Nyquist. That's great. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
There's a lot of hate around here. They keep bringing in bail after bail. I'm like, hey, bail me out.
Oh, my God.
All right,
that shot clock's got you.
BAP. All right.
All right, we'll see
you. Guys. Y'all take all kinds of care.
Okay.
Okay, we will. That's Nyquist, live from Churchill Downs, winner of the Kentucky Derby.